What? You keep looking at me. Nervous? No, I mean, no. I'm not nervous. I'm fine. I'm just waiting. Waiting, just waiting. Just waiting. Waiting. This is me, waiting. Not nervously waiting, just waiting. Just waiting like an English girl waits because I'm English and we wait and I'm not nervous. I'm fine. I'm just absolutely fine. Just so fine. So fine. What? Seriously, I am totally fine. Just perfectly fine. I'm sublimely fine, if that's a thing. It is a thing because I am sublimely fine and I am not nervous. Why would I be nervous? Because I've had a tattoo before. This is not my first rodeo. Not that it is a rodeo, because I mean, there will be some thrashing. No, I won't thrash. I mean, why would I thrash? I mean, I've had a tattoo before, and I know it's very important to stay still. Very important. And I'm fine. Just so fine because I've had a tattoo before, and this is not a big deal. This is not a big deal. This is just a cover up. Just a tiny little cover up. It's like getting the same tattoo all over again, only it's not the same tattoo, because I hate this tattoo because yeah, but I'm fine. I'm a little nervous. Just is it very obvious? Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was holding your hand. Sorry, I'll just give it back. Oh, are you sure? Okay. That's very helpful because I am bricking it. I am. No, I need to breathe. When I say deep breath, I need to do a deep breath. So deep breath. And I need breathe out. I'm fine. I'm not fine. Really not fine, but you know that because have I said thank you for coming? Because thank you for coming. I can't stop shaking. It means a lot. You being here means a lot because I am. See, when I don't say take a deep breath, I actually do take a deep breath and I remember to breathe out. It's just this is a big deal. It's not a big, it's a massive deal. It's just, it's not the tattoo. I mean, it is the tattoo. I mean, it's not the process of getting a tattoo. That's fine. I am okay. Well, not okay. I it's this tattoo is just, there's so much regret and so much sadness associated with it, and I do want it gone. Oh, I want it gone. You have no idea how much I need it gone because I can't move on while it's still on my body, and I'm scared. I know that's dumb. It's not dumb. It's when I got this tattoo, I was in such a bad place. It was such a bad relationship, and I was stupid and naive and I didn't want it, but I got it because I thought that it would fix things, which is stupid because it's a tattoo. And I hate it. I just hate it. Getting someone's name tattooed on your body is it's a big deal. It's a massive deal. It's It's not something I'll be doing again.
Yeah.
It's just, actually getting it covered up. It's scary. Because... Here's your hand. No, take it. It's yours. It's literally yours.
I'm just,
It's... Am I going to do this now? I'm not going to do this now. I shouldn't do this now. I shouldn't do this while I have it still on my skin. But... I've been holding your hand for an hour because I had to come early. Because I'm always early, and you came with me because you're amazing and sweet and lovely, and you don't have to stay. No, I know you said you would, but I'm about to say something, and if you don't want to, after I say it, I won't be offended, because this is, So, I could have got this covered up years ago. I should have got it covered up years ago. I just I wasn't ready. I was messed up. Really, really messed up. And it took a long time to put myself back together, but you know that because you were there and you helped me. And did I say thank you for that? Thank you for being there. Because you're always there. And I really appreciate that. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. And I was using it as an excuse in a way. I didn't want to You know, you asked me why I never go out on second dates. Well, I used the excuse that I would have to explain the tattoo, because it's someone's name and that's awkward, and I didn't want to do that, so I never dated anyone twice. But it wasn't that, because it's just a name. I mean, it is just a name. I wasn't ready. Not really ready. And I didn't want to date any of them. I didn't... Deep breath. Now, I might be crazy. But I don't think I am, but we've had moments. We've had a lot of moments, lots and lots of sitcom-worthy moments. But they were just moments because I wasn't ready. But just because I wasn't ready doesn't mean that I didn't feel them. Because I did every single one. My last real relationship, I threw myself into it. Because that's me. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm not good at game playing. And, well, it didn't go that well. All I got was this lousy tattoo and the broken heart. And, before I... I could have gone on a date, a second date, with any of them. Not that there were a lot of them. I just... Deep breath. Did I just breathe out when I was meant to breathe in? Damn. Okay, that was a deep breath. I could have dated any one of them. They were all nice. They were really nice, but I was... I know that there's someone that I could really, really, really fall for. And I probably have already started. But I've been holding back. Letting the moments fall flat. Our moments, because that someone is you. I could really fall for you, really, really fall for you. And that is incredibly scary. Because the last time I let myself fall... Yeah. It's not that I don't want to. I just want it to be right. I don't want any ghosts from the past. I don't want any... lingering phantoms. But a week ago we had this moment and it was so lovely, and I realize I'm ready. I'm ready. Now that doesn't mean that I'm head over feet. It doesn't mean that I'm It just means that I'm ready to embrace those moments, and I want this gone, or not gone, covered, because I'm ready to move on. I have moved on. I want moments and more. Now, if you don't want moments, this is going to be... Oh, good. Oh, thank God. I was a little nervous as I started saying moments. I realized that I said moments a lot, and you might not have noticed that we had moments, but you noticed, right? You noticed. Yes, we have a lot of moments. A lot. A shit ton. A metric... shit ton of moments, and I want more. Only I want them to be more than just moments. I just want. And getting this covered. That's part of that. Being ready to take a chance, being ready to feel. Being ready to trust myself. Being ready to not freeze and pull back. It's time to get rid of this and get something else. What am I getting? What am I? No, I totally know what I'm getting. I'm roses. I'm getting roses because I like roses. Maybe a lighthouse. It would have to be a fairly short lighthouse. How about I have no idea. I didn't think that far ahead. I do like roses. And I like lighthouses and I like the sea. I don't know. Oh, it's time. So I guess I'm getting a new tattoo, a new tattoo of something that I'm not sure of yet. But there is one thing I'm sure of. I'm sure that you're. I. No, that wasn't a deep breath, that was a sigh, because I'm ready to. To embrace the moment. Yes, that's me, and I am here for a cover-up. Oh, this is my yeah, that I'm not quite sure. We're going to figure that out. Oh, what are we getting? I'm not quite sure of that. I was thinking maybe we could bounce some ideas around. See, that makes me feel better. I'm not the only one that comes in with no idea of what they want. I just want this gone. Oh, they were just they were just a mistake, but they don't matter anymore. All right, so just through here. Great. Let's get this started.